we a bang pan another one. Bus up 4-5 Nanko and Remington. Any boy this ballato them in a Kellington. Bad man, you know we vibes can done. Vibes can done, we kill a sound wife a fun. Big bad man from out of England. Bassline drop a tell you
sorry guys, running a bit late. I was up at a meeting at Extreme Zero Waste with some beautiful, beautiful wahine and a couple of guys, a couple of hairy guys. Anyway, let's have some tunes.
Badadan, bad from me barn. Where you get your badda from? Thing where me get? Could have come from Afghanistan. Then I want to see this fast, make me up in my hand. But I'm on, you know me vibes can done. Lyrics in my fire like a bullet from a gun. Big mother man from outer England. When me lyrics start fire, watch a song wire.
Yo, walk with the rapper pam pam. From a guy this day program, shot a slam slam. Them said I'm a bad man, me a fi hawk. Which one? When we a fire shot, pull pin and fling bam. Them dead be a fi trample them like dogs. Pull up on your foot and none of them no sing song. Balaclava pan face, matic in a hand. When I have time for waste with the rapper pam pam. Shot a slam me badder than.
Nobody better than we.
Badadan.
So I was in a really important meeting, so important, and someone was like, oh, I did hear you on the radio the other day. I was like, yeah, playing drum and bass. They're like, yeah, playing drum and bass. I think I might play only drum and bass today. I'm in that kind of mood. Feisty.
Yeah. Podcast.
I was just on the phone to Lenny then. Shout out to Lenny, massive fan of the radio station. It is quite interesting how many people listen to this radio station, because I assume that I have zero listeners. Oh, that's what I love about it. And people are like, oh yeah, I like your show. I was like, oh really, people listen? I just really enjoy playing it anyway. I've played this song a lot over the last year, and I'm going to play it again because it's one of my favourites. And it just is such a vibe with this beautiful sunshine and this amazing day.
was my savior. Now be. Now before making records, peace to all the real DJs out there. Now before making records, the hood was my savior. But now we're making tunes that make you jam with your neighbor.
Too black, too strong.
Cause from the hood I came into the hood, I must return.
Telling me that I'm strong. When I'm right, you're telling me that I'm wrong. But I know, now I understand. Now I see your wicked plan. I'm a junglist. Don't try to change my plan. Understand. Why won't you understand? I'm a junglist. I'm a junglistic man. Why won't you understand?
Cause from the hood I came into the hood, I must return.
I'm a junglist. Don't try to change my plan. I'm a junglist. Understand.
Cause from the hood I can't.
Don't try to change my plan.
Now before making records, the hood was my savior. But now we're making tunes that make you jam with your neighbor. To the hood, I must return.
We'll be right back. Don't try to change my plan. Oh, I'm a jungleistic man. Understand. Why won't you understand? I'm a jungleist. We'll be right back.
Sorry, I've just been just chatting off air because my mate Abby's in the studio. Abby, I'm going to turn your microphone on, okay? And you have to speak directly into it and you can't wiggle on your chair, okay?
No wiggling.
Hey, no wiggling. There she is! So Abby has been on an absolute mission and I thought, actually, enough of having this conversation off air. Let's have this conversation on air.
Oh, you're going to ask me questions.
Abby, where have you been in the last 6 months?
Started in Bali.
Yep.
Arrived in Raglan.
Yep.
Slept in a caravan.
You did.
Your caravan.
My drive.
Wait, Sarah, right?
Yeah, Sarah.
And then I went to Ahipara.
I love Ahipara.
Where I was trapped by tide and where I was staying.
Oh, yes. How was it? Was it spooky?
It's very spooky.
Was it spooky like a American 90s horror film?
Oh, yeah, I was in a movie. Oh. Yeah, it wasn't a good movie.
Did anything bad happen or not?
Yeah, there was some. It was
not great.
It wasn't great. It wasn't my finest moment.
Okay, we'll skip over that story.
Yeah, we'll go past that one. And then I went to Kerikeri.
Oh, I do like Kerikeri.
Yeah, Kerikeri is okay.
Yep. Did you eat loads of avocados whilst you were there? Isn't there avocado farms in Kerikeri?
It's mainly for citrus.
Yeah, it's
all about the citrus. Where I looked after a dog for a month.
What type of dog? A friendly
spoodle.
Dog?
Spoodle.
Oh my God.
A very cute spoodle.
Did you have to brush
his name
hair?
Was Bean. No, but I did have to shower him when he went in the sea. And I forgot to close the
bathroom. Did he get sore skin after?
Yeah, I forgot to close the bathroom door, didn't I?
He ran out into the house. Was it a nice house?
Yeah, it was beautiful. but I also worked in a vineyard and met a friend for life called Jake. So I went to the market.
Shout out to Jake. Is Jake the one that fixed the car?
Yeah. Jake's the man of
New Zealand. Jake have a girlfriend?
Jake has a lovely, lovely partner and three beautiful children.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah.
Well, no. Good luck to that person.
Yeah. Remember, I'm not on a hunt for love.
No, love always finds you when you're least expecting it.
Exactly. Go on, ask me another question.
So, you've been to the Northland, and now little birdie tells me that you're leaving the country. Where are you going next?
Flying to Australia.
Oh my gosh. So exciting.
Yeah.
I would love to go to... in fact, I'd like to explore a lot of Australia. I've only done Melbourne and Sydney.
It strangely feels smaller to me than...
Than New Zealand,
even though I know it's massive.
It's huge. I think because actually lots of it is just rolling countryside.
But it always feels
bush
like,
and desert.
Just feel like there's...
And forest.
It's always people coming in and out of Australia. More so that you know, people kind of...
I was like, where are the stats on this?
it feels like...
Coming from Australia to the UK? Yeah, no, or always meeting Aussies?
People are like... Like, I've got friends that are always kind of like, someone's kind of know somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody. Yeah. Whereas people very rarely come over to New Zealand as much as they go to Australia.
Absolutely. Completely true.
Yeah. So, but I'm glad I came here. I wanted to have a taste of the wild New Zealand. And I feel a little bit like I've been bruised.
Mate, you've smashed it. You are bruised.
I am.
She's physically bruised.
What did I do last night?
Who sent you here? Because now she's got bruises all over her bum.
Good job this isn't the day before I fly, because I wouldn't be able to sit
Could
down
you
on the
imagine?
Flight.
Imagine?
Yeah.
You would be... Oh, you would have to take painkillers.
I'm black and blue.
I haven't seen a bum this bruised ever, and I've been a kindergarten teacher.
Yeah,
kids fall off things, bikes all the time. I've seen some good bruises. Mm. I've seen a lot of bruises to the head, but the bruise to your bum is impressive. It's Has someone something. Taken a picture of it?
No, but I think...
I appreciate that's a bit awkward.
Yeah. I tried to. I downloaded the the timer one, just so I could try and take a picture of my bum.
A reverse timer camera?
You know, the timer thing.
On your photos?
Yeah, so I could try and take a picture of my bum just to
You've got to take a picture of it. Have you noticed that's a Kiwi thing? Taking pictures of injuries?
I thought you meant taking pictures of
bums. No, funny.
Yeah. Taking pictures. Is that a Kiwi thing?
Do people do it in the UK? I don't remember people doing this when I grew up.
No.
You know, like, you cut your fingers, blood everywhere. They're like, take a photo. I'm like, really?
What else is a Kiwi thing? As a Brit, what have you learnt as a Kiwi thing?
Oh.
That we just do not do in England, apart from the extortionate prices of supermarkets.
Oh, it's just bananas, isn't it?
It is
bananas. It's because we are an island in the middle of the ocean. It should be the same for the UK, but it isn't.
Yeah, but
it's kind of concerning.
The thing that confuses me is that everything's export here, right? But there's so many goodies.
I know.
Hold on to them.
Hold on to the goodies. Yeah.
Hold on to those goodies.
Yeah. But that's trade, business and trade. This thing always blew my mind when I was vegan as well, about that export and exporting food from places with no food. I was like, well, yeah. Really? Yeah. Are you sure you don't want to keep that for yourself? Anyway.
Anything
what
else?
What is a Kiwi thing? Oh, just...
A.
Not working?
Saying A. Saying A at the end of the thing. Oh, really
work
slow responses.
Ethic is really like, wow, I would have been fired so many times already. People think that I go fast and I'm like,
I say,
I don't go fast, guys. You go slow.
Say that you're late and you're like, I've said that at work many times. I'm like, oh, sorry, I'm just running 5 minutes late. It's just literally not even a little
It's not
bit.
Even a thing.
It's not even a thing. No. Everyone else is already... I'm already like 15, 20 minutes early just by being 5 minutes late.
Which is wonderful.
That is a nice
We
thing.
Really felt... Actually, in fact, that playing with time was one of the first major feelings we had as a family when we got here. We were like, whoa, time slowed down. One of the first things we remember both
That's
of
true.
Us sharing.
Yeah.
Time, the days are longer. A, there's more sunshine, but the days are longer and things slow.
Things slow down. But also what I've noticed about Kiwis is they'll just let you stay in their house.
They absolutely let you stay
They're
in their
so
house.
They're so hospitable. They don't let you out when you're trying to get out from any road. They will not let you out.
There's no flashing.
No.
There's no.
And
people don't put their hand up
to
say thanks.
Yeah,
you noticed?
Yeah.
People don't say thanks.
No.
There's no thanks. Yeah. The road stuff.
But
is
sure,
yeah.
Known you for 5 minutes, you can stay in my house.
Yeah, true. Need anything? Yeah. Like we moved into our house just after the COVID lockdown, and our neighbours just brought us all this furniture. Mm. It's called Manaakitanga Hospitality. It's so awesome.
Yeah,
anyway, we've been chatting for ages. You should pick a song.
Pick a song?
Yeah, what do you like? Do you want some house or drum and bass?
Yeah.
Which one?
House.
Oh, no, should we pick a really brilliant summery house track?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's pretty
old.
I mean,
the vibe we had when I walked in was just exactly where I wanted to be.
Drum and bass. But I do have some great house music somewhere. If only I could find it.
Thank you, New Zealand.
This is a good one. Well, we're going to miss you. And just remember, if everyone's like really grumpy and useless over there, you just get a flight
I'm just
and
come
back.
I mean, I really need
You have to do the South Island too.
I really need some South Island.
And
that's where I was supposed to go.
This
followed my heart, didn't I? That was stupid.
I love that you followed your heart.
Just so you know, kids, don't follow your heart. Follow your head. It'll get you.
So good. I'm just trying to find the right song. Just hold on, everybody. Hold on. There's some really... It's just basically... I keep getting completely addicted to drum and bass. I don't know what's wrong with me. Oh, this is great. No, this is really good. This is a good couple of great, four great tracks coming up, and then that's the end of my show. We'll just go right here.
Amazing.
Enjoy, everybody. Nice to have you in the studio, Abs.
Edani was the name of an Egyptian princess, a model of beauty, brilliance, and perfect grace. Once, she decided to arrange a party for a sultan of her friends. Edani, your hair is floating like a golden rain. Just clap your hands, and I will come again. first saw a grocer and bought from him dry fruits, shelled almonds, and all for dessert. She was talking in the suavest tones and most refined language. Edeni, I'll do anything to be your friend. Just clap your hands and I will come again. Perfumer and took from him two loaves of sugar and orange flowers. She was walking smoothly, her shoes purred with silver. Edeni, you heal every grief and pain. Just clap your hands and I will come again. Party was going on. The guests were all cheering and applauding. It led the merchants of Tennis to the gates of the mansion. Edeni asked everybody to come on in. The rumor of the festivities was heard all over Tennis. This is how is born the word Edenist.
Oh, sorry about my little glitchy mix there. I was like, oh, I wanted to stay in the house zone.
The way that I'm acting to be part of the things you do. Often I'll best you for too much of your time. Like I'm stealing.
This is the last track, Fano. I hope you enjoy it. I love this song. Shout out to Joe.
Don't like my hair neat.
Just take off your shoes. Just take off your shoes. You've nothing left to lose. Just take off your shoes.
The shoes stay on my feet. The shoes stay on my feet. The shoes stay on my feet. The shoes stay on my feet.
What's that sound. I like that sound. I love that sound.
It's the sound of my shoes.
What's that sound? I like that sound. I love that sound.
It's the sound of my shoes.
We'll be right back.